Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. What a wonderful day to say God loves you, we love you. Oh, that's the old Barney song. Well, we welcome you to the online service, and God does love you, and it's a beautiful day in the Lord. All the days above ground, somebody said, are great days, and I agree with that. But if for some reason we have to go to heaven, why, that's okay too. Amen, because that's the promised hope that we have in Jesus. And just wanted to let you know, one of the announcements that I'm happy to make is that the fellowship hall is complete. One little thing, the ladies' room mirror needs to be replaced, but I'm pretty sure they'll get to it. But other than that, it looks good. No other reason. Come to church so you can look at the fellowship hall. We plan on doing something with it soon. We have a infant baptism coming up on June the 6th. With the Bell family. They've been at our church a couple times. I was honored to do the wedding ceremony for them when they got married. And you might remember the baptism of Jackson. And they come occasionally. And so they're connected, but not always present. So we're looking forward to that time together. And one of the other things, the only announcement that I have, and it'll get announced in the church by the appropriate people, but we got a letter from the district superintendent that I'll be reappointed to Bethel for another year. And I'm happy about that, and hope and pray that that you are. I'm not the perfect pastor by no means, but I love to share the Lord and to be able to kind of do the things that we need to do to reach out, especially as we recover from this COVID thing. We need each other. We need each other. Started something a little different in the service, found some old Reader's Digest things that said about holy humor. And so as we start the service, we'll pick one and just really a little clean joke, something to encourage one another. It might even be something that you see on a church sign or something like that. And then lo and behold, Phil brought me some other up-to-date version of holy humor. And he bought me this little book, and I didn't bring it home because I'm recording this at home. Let's see, how's that thing go? You're a Methodist if. And one of the things, you're a Methodist if you don't know what an apportionment is. I don't know. Anyhow, I'm just rambling today. Well, we thank you and praise you for being with us, and we always take time to ask, are there any birthdays? And don't know of any, but we like to sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. And anniversaries. Anniversaries are important. It don't always have to be a wedding anniversary. It could be anniversary of a job or some other milestone in your life. And we always love to share the joy that comes in a wonderful time of anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God loves you. Happy anniversary to you and many more. Well, hope and pray you're doing well. Please keep in touch. We're back in church at 11 o'clock. We have some things planned, and we had some people come back last week for the in-person service and who hadn't been there for a long time. It's just amazing that we're into this COVID thing now, almost a year plus. But I'm glad that you all are safe, and we look forward to seeing you soon. In Jesus' name, amen.